We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Zok to Mishnah. Omar l'shnayim gezalti l'echad mikem mona, ve'ein hedeizim mikem. A fellow goes over two people, you know, I stole from one of you, I forgot which one it is. And I don't know which one I owe you. I owe one of you $100, I'm not sure which person, I stole from one of you. Or, another case, oviv sh'echad mikem hifkili mona, or he tells two people, one of you two, your father gave me a mana. I have it still. I don't know who to get back to. I don't know which one. On both the first cases of our Mishnah, the first two cases, the lach is that he has to give a mana to each person. He gives $100 to each person. Because my sister is moida that he owes it, and now he wants to be kind what he owed. So therefore, he has to give both of them. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. Shnayim shehifkidu eitzel echot. Two people gave a pekadon to one guy. To Reuben, let's say, they gave a pekadon to him. Zem on him, zem asayim. One gave 100, one gave 200. Zem ashalim asayim, zem ashalim asayim. This one says, when they're coming to pick up their pekadon, one of them says, I gave you 200. The other one says, I gave you 200. So the shayla is, who gave 200? No, you say, zem on him, zem on him. Each one gives, see, each one gets back one mana. Now the extra mana, the extra $100, we're not sure who it belongs to. So Vashar Ye Munach Achiyovilyo. The other one's Munach Achiyovilyo. You have to know what the difference is. In the first case, we said the Baal HaPekadim, for example, with Aviv, has to make sure to make both of them happy. Here, he you say, Munach, no, the $100, I don't know who it is. Put on the side. Or Rav Yosi, argues on this. He says, Im Kain, Ma Hifzer HaRamai. One of these two people claiming they gave 200 is lying. Now, he didn't lose anything from lying because he got his $100 back anyway. And he said, why not? I'll try to get the other 100. And okay, it went, hey, Munach, I still, you know, I didn't lose yet. So everybody said, ma'av zirami, elah kol yei Munach at Yavio. All money we put away until Yavio, because we want the Rami to stop being moidos. You know, once he loses his $100, he'll say, oh, attack, I remember, it's only $100. V'chein shnei kelim, a similar case to case number two, to the second part of the Mishnah, the Shtayim Shefkidu is two kelim. Someone was mafkid two kelim. Echad yofa mana v'echad yofa elef. One was worth 100, one was worth 1,000. Elef zuz. Zayim yofa shali. Zayim yofa shali. And now they're picking it up. Each guy claims that the expensive one is his. Noisin is a katan l'echamahem. The katan goes to one. Umetaycha gadol. And from the big one, noisin the make katan l'shein. You give the money of the katan to the second one. V'ashar yei munach atcha yofa yofa. And the rest is munach. Now, what do? You sell it? I would think you sell it, but Rashi says, you break it, and you give $100 worth of it to the person, which the Rishonim are bothered. If you break the Keli, it's worthless. And the Rishonim, the way they ask Kashas, they don't ask Kashas from their own Svara. They ask Kashas because they have a Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Ches, or at least the Achronim, says there that when you cut something, you mafsid it. Gemara says, by a talis, you cut it in half, you mafsid it, or says, Chazal Ketanim. So you have to know. Kaylee could be here, Talos also. It depends on what the case is, but Rashi, I was learning in a case where it's not getting destroyed. Here the same taina, that if you put everything away, if you put each one gets 100, you put the rest away, the Ramah did not lose. Therefore, according to Rav Yosi, you put everything away. So that is our Mishnah. So now we're going to go and explain our Mishnah why sometimes you have to give each one the 100, like the first case, the first part of the Mishnah has two cases, which each with money each one. And the second part of the Mishnah says that the suffix is Hey Munach. Tomorrow's going to discuss that right now. So to Gemara. Alma Misfeika Mafkina Memoina. Veloya Mina Uki Memoina Vecheskes Mare. The Chari you see from the Reish of the Mishnah that even though it's a suffix, he still has to give 100 to each one. And we don't say, you know, whatever is not, that you only owe 100, you don't, not much, you more than 100. Because we want to make sure everyone gets paid. So you see, even Misveiko, we make him give 100 to each. That's what it says in the ratio of the Mishnah. You have to give, if you say, you told two people, I stole from you, you have to each guy 100. If the two of the guys, you said, one of your fathers gave me money, you have to give both back 100. Raminu. You go right in the same Mishnah. It says, "Shnayim shafkidu es echad zem malav zem asayim zem moshlim asayim v'zeh moshlim asayim." Each one's claiming it. They gave 200. Noisin zem mana v'zem mana. V'ashay yemunach atchiyav elio. The halacha is that he gives each one back one mana, and the extra mana is zeh yemunach. So it's a stira in the same Mishnah. Mamish. Omalei, it's not a stira. The Kodan Gazdan Karamis, Gezel to Avid Isura, Gezel that he did an Isser, Kansura upon him, they have to give each guy 100. The second part of Mishnah is talking about the Kodan, so there, Le Avid Isura, Le Kansura upon him, the Abonim were not kindness, did not make a Knas. But the obvious question is, if you're following, you see the first part of the Mishnah had a case of Pekadon also, which would be the Gemara's Kavsha immediately. Because Gemara starts first of all, the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Gezel. And my Gezel is a Knas. Vashainke, in the second part of the Mishnah, is talking about a Pekadon. What about in the first part of the Mishnah? Huh?
Well, where it's found, there's no Sophic that he owes in the first part of the Mishnah. There's yeah. No Sophic on the second 100. The question is, where does the first 100 go to?
Okay, what's the difference?
Why
do I have to take money out of my pocket? Why do I have to give extra 100? Just put the 100 money. You guys are here.
Yeah, I'm asking, why is that?
So Mara says, because of Knas. Mara says, because of Knas. He's with Gazdan. That's why Knas. Mara says right now, Omalei, I'll read it one more time. Because of Nagazu Karamis, Gezel the Ovedi Surah Kansu Rabbanon. You're right, you don't have to take it him. Kansu Rabbanon, yeah.
The opening line doesn't know the
way
to get
a
second one.
Huh?
The opening line of the Gemara, Omalei,
yeah.
Right. It has nothing to do with the set, why you're doing that the second 100.
No, it is. No, it's saying that you don't hold on to your $100. It's not saying why you give it out. But you don't hold on to it. As you say, Misafik, I don't have to give it. Misafik, I only give 100, not 200. That's what Mara means. So Mara's teretz was that by Gezel, that Avad is Surah Kansu Rabbanon. But Kadon, Avad is Surah Kansu Rabbanon. But frankly, Mara, the obvious question, for Rami, Pekadon, not Pekadon, Rami, Gezel, all Gezel. Because Pekadon, not Pekadon is the question you should ask. Gezel, that Mechuyah fast. But because of the Tani Reisha, in the Reisha itself, it's a stira from the two lot case in the Reisha. Oh, it says in the Reisha, Aviv shel echad mikem hifkid etzli mana. I go over to the guy and said, your father gave me a mana. Ve'ini day ezuhu noitzel zem mana v'zem mana. Ve'raminu, we ask for cash later on in the Mishnah, Shnayim shefkidu. So here we have a direct stira from Pekadon of Pekadon. In the Reisha, it says that if I owe Pekadon two people, I have to give both of them back. And the Sefer, it says, I don't. I just said, put it away. He said, oh, you don't know who it is? Put it aside. So you see, L'chayr over here, that it's a stira from Pekadon of Pekadon. On Gezel, we had an Eitzel. We said that it was also Knas. But Pekadon, you don't. So to Gemara, Merava, Reisha, there's a reason over here. I'll tell it to you outside first. The difference is that in the Reisha, there we say he's a Peshaya. He should have known who he took the Pekadon from. Only one guy gave him Pekadon. And you remember who gave you a Pekadon. So you should remember. Masha'ike the Seifa, there, they both came together and each gave him like a little bundle of money. And he forgot. It came the same time. He forgot who gave it. He's not Mechuyif to remember. He saw two friends come together. They're not going to fight. So therefore, he doesn't remember who gave what. Amarava. It's Ki'ilu. He got it in two separate bundles because he only got it for one person. The Havli Lamedak. He should have chapped because he only got it for one person. So Ski'ilu came two separate times. Seifa Nasa Kemisha Fkilov Krach Echad. It's like it came in one big bundle. Le Havli Lamedak. Kagoin, what's the case? In the Seifa that was saying came in Krach Echad, it's two different peoples. What's the case? Goin, the Afkidu Tavai Vadadadad. They both came together, Bechad Zimnam. They both came together to deposit the Bekadin together. Domaluhu, he tells them, Ant Gufaihu, you yourself, like Kabdisu Adad, you were a Makbar inshallah, not Kabdina, I think I remember. So that's the chilek between the two Pekadons in our Mishnah. In the Reisha, the case was he should have remembered because there's only one person. Vashek in the Seifa, they both came together, so he doesn't remember, there's no tying on him. Nelly Mara says, now that's the Kasha, Gezel al Gezel. Rami Gezel al Gezel. Ktoni Yach, it says in the Reisha here, Omel Shnaim Gezalti Lechem Akem Mona. It says, if I stole, the guy goes over to two people, says, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one. It says, by the case of Gezel, you have to give, the order to Mekayim, your mitzvah, of a Shavas HaGzela, you have to give each one a mana. Raminu, I'm going to ask you a question. It says, in a Mishnah, in Yevamis, I think this is, that says in that Mishnah, Gazel Echad Mechamisha, if you stole from five people, you're not sure. You stole from one of five people. You don't know which one you stole from. Ezim and Gazel. Zem or Isi Gazel. And each one of the five are trying to claim the prize. They're saying, you stole from me. Zem or Isi Gazel. What do you do? Meniach Gzele B'neim. You put the Gzele between them. Mustalik. And you say, have a good fight. I have nothing to do with you. Here it is. Divrav Tarfen. Amo. Misfeka lemafginim amayna. You see that misfeka, you don't make him pay 500s. you even pay 100. You say, here's the 100, I'm paying it up. You know, go, guys, have a good time with it. You say, I hold on to my money. My money, it's rightfully mine, I hold on to. Only give out $100. So what's the difference between the Reish Shavah Mishnah and the Mishnah Yevamos? What's the chilek? So to Gemara, what's the big deal? I'm sure everyone remembers from Bava Kamma, Rabbi Kiva argues Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Kiva takes holds to give each one. So who said our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Tarfin and to Rabbi Kiva? Umamai, the hot Mrs. Rabbi Tarfin. How do you know our Mishnah, Mrs. the Hakar Rabbi Tarfin? So how do you know it's our Mishnah Rabbi Tarfin? So Gemara answers, my answer is the Ketanei Allah, that he, it says on that Mishnah in Yevamos, it says, Moide Rabbi Tarfin ba'imer l'shnayim gazalti l'echem akem, l'shnayim gazalti lechem akem mana. He tells two people, ba'im l'shnayim, gazalti lechem akem mana, I saw from one of you a mana, ve'eini yedeya eizem akem, I don't know which one, sh'noysel zem mana was zem mana. Rabbi Tarfin's Moide is your case. So you know Rabbi Tarfin's masking to our Mishnah. And like Tosfos points out, you could have asked the Kasha, the Menei Obey right now. Tarfin says that you give Menich Menei Mustalik. And here it says you give to each one. So it's Tira. And it's Kasha on Mishnah from there also. And for the Gemara, Hashem the Gotavalei. There is talking about you with Teveya. The case of the case of Shnayim Gazalti, the case of the Gazalti of five people, the Gotavalei. There, he didn't want to pay back that case of the five. But five people came over to him and said, you stole from me. So there he says, here it is, take care of it. Hacha, here, but Balot Zedeh Shemayim. Here the case is, he wants to pay up. He wants to make sure he doesn't owe money. That's the case over here. The case in Armish is, he's the one who initiated this return, and he wants to make sure he was Mekayim Lot Zedeh Shemayim. Therefore, he has to pay for both of them. You want to make sure you did your din. You made sure you did what you had to. You have to pay each one. The economic tonic shahoyda piyatzma. Shmamina Taka says, and Lashon Mishnah says, why do you give each one shahoyda piyatzma? Which means it's balas
the
shemayim.
In the case of five, there are four people coming falsely.
Five people coming, yeah.
One of yours.
So yeah, no. Oh, all the four people are lying, 100%. They're coming to Veya.
They're coming to Bezin with Teveya money.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're on their own.
Yeah, everyone's going on their own. So there, I just put it in front of you and do that. So what's about teretz? Balas Yishmaim. So the question is now, is this also a teretz to the other part of the Reisha, Pekadon? It's steer Pekadon and Pekadon. So what I'm saying, teretz is that the Reisha is talking about is Bom Peatzma. He has to give each one the Pekadon, each one. And the Sefer, it says, Hey Munach, is talking about that there was a Tzviya. Why don't we answer that? So Tosfos talks about that. Tosfos says that Avada was still sticking with the same teretz of krach echad and shtei krichos. Because he says that in the Sefer, that it came together, since you don't have to know who gave it, even Lotzei Sedei Shemayim, you don't have to do it. So the Sefer is talking about even in case Lotzei Shemayim, you still say Himunach there. Because there, since you were mechuyev to know which one gave it, so there's balot in balot shemayim, it's enough. That's Tosfos points out in the middle of this hassam. I can read you it if you're not going to find it. V'seifa the bekrach echod kiven d'loy havelay lemedik. I feel balot shemayim ein echayv. That's how it is ein echayv. Salkaponim. So that's the Gemara's teretz for the case of gzeila, the difference in balot shemayim or tviya. The case, the answer by Pekadon is that even balot shemayim is not a problem because it is a case where they came together, and if we have a chiyuv to know which one's which.